Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Broken Mirror: Voice of the Voiceless, A Mental Health Journey is a memoir-driven mental health work by William Stevens Jr. that blends spoken word rhythm, reflective prose, and therapeutic intent. Based on the available descriptions, the book draws directly from the author's military service, combat deployments, government work, and the lasting effects of trauma, PTSD, loss, and family strain. Rather than presenting mental health as an abstract topic, it frames it as something that shapes daily behavior, relationships, and self-understanding. The book is positioned as both a personal account and a tool for readers who may find conventional reading difficult because of concentration problems or emotional overwhelm. Its purpose is not only to recount suffering, but to turn lived experience into an accessible message about accountability, recovery, and the cost of silence. In that sense, the book sits at the intersection of memoir, self-help, and trauma testimony, with a strong emphasis on speaking for people who feel unheard. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a memoir shaped by military trauma and its after effects. The book is grounded in the author's identity as a retired Army Sergeant First Class who lived through multiple deployments and combat experiences. That background matters because the work does not treat PTSD as a distant clinical topic. It presents trauma as the long shadow of military service and later civilian work. The available descriptions suggest that the author connects wartime experience, loss, and repeated exposure to stress with the ongoing difficulty of returning to ordinary life. This creates a memoir structure in which the past is never fully past. The value of this approach is that it allows readers to see trauma as cumulative rather than isolated. It also gives the book a distinctly lived incredibility. The emotional material is tied to service, duty, and survival, not to a generic self-help framework. For readers, the main insight is that psychological injury can persist across time and settings, shaping identity long after the original events have ended. Secondly, PTSD portrayed as a daily reality, not only a memory. One of the book's strongest ideas is that trauma appears in routine interactions, not just in flashbacks or dramatic crises. The search material repeatedly emphasizes that the author sees trauma as something that echoes through daily life, influencing behavior, concentration, relationships, and reactions to stress. That matters because it broadens the meaning of PTSD beyond a diagnostic label. The book appears to stress how internal strain can surface in ordinary settings, such as work, family life, and communication with others. This perspective is important for readers who may understand trauma only in extreme terms. By showing how the condition affects everyday functioning, the book helps explain why healing is often slow, uneven, and dependent on practical support. It also suggests that PTSD should be read not simply as an event-based injury, but as a continuing condition that alters perception and response. That makes the memoir especially relevant for readers seeking a realistic account of how trauma actually lives in the body and mind. Thirdly, critique of bureaucracy and the stigma around mental health. Another central dimension of the book is its criticism of institutions that respond to mental health struggles with suspicion, hostility, or dehumanization. The available descriptions indicate that the author had experience in government work, where vulnerability could be treated as weakness rather than as a sign of need. This creates a wider social argument inside the memoir. Mental health suffering is not only personal, but also shaped by the systems that surround the sufferer. The book appears to challenge bureaucratic environments that punish visible distress instead of offering understanding or support. That makes the work more than a personal recovery narrative. It becomes a commentary on workplace culture and institutional neglect. Readers can draw from this a practical lesson about how organizations fail people when they rely on control and stigma instead of care. The book's importance in this area lies in showing that silence is often enforced externally, not merely chosen internally. In doing so, it links trauma recovery to structural accountability, not only individual resilience. Fourthly, a therapeutic format built for readers who struggle with focus or concentration. The book is intentionally designed for people who may not be able to engage with a long or demanding conventional text. Several descriptions note that it is dedicated to those with mental health conditions or other challenges that make reading or concentrating difficult. This is a significant design choice because it positions the book as accessible in form as well as in theme. The use of spoken word rhythm, poetic reflection, and short therapeutic passages suggests a structure that can be approached in smaller emotional and cognitive increments. That matters for readers who experience overwhelm, fatigue, or intrusive thoughts when trying to read about painful subjects. Rather than assuming a fully attentive reader, the book seems to meet readers where they are. This accessibility is part of its message. Mental health materials should not exclude the people who need them most. As a result, the book functions not just as testimony, but as a usable mental health companion that is meant to be opened under difficult conditions, not only studied from a distance. Lastly, healing, accountability, and family repair as part of recovery. The book does not frame healing as a purely private process. Available descriptions point to accountability, redemption, and a direct apology to the author's family, especially in connection with the strain caused after his final combat tour. That places family relationships at the center of recovery rather than at the margins. The book suggests that trauma often damages not only the person who carries it, but also the people closest to them. This makes the recovery theme more concrete and morally serious, because healing must include recognition of harm, not just personal relief. The emphasis on accountability also differentiates the book from narratives that stop at endurance or survival. Here, recovery seems to involve naming failure, accepting responsibility, and trying to rebuild trust. That gives the memoir a practical dimension for readers facing similar aftermaths in their own lives. It shows that mental health work may require apology, repair, and sustained effort, especially when trauma has disrupted intimacy, parenting, or partnership. In conclusion, The Broken Mirror: Voice of the Voiceless, a mental health journey, will likely matter most to readers who want an honest, experience-based account of PTSD, military trauma, and the emotional fallout that can follow service and institutional pressure. It should also appeal to readers looking for a mental health book that is more accessible than a dense clinical text. Since its spoken word and reflective style appears designed for people who struggle with concentration, overwhelm, or emotional fatigue. In practical terms, the book can help readers better understand how trauma affects daily behavior, work relationships, and family life, while also showing why stigma makes recovery harder. What distinguishes it from many similar memoirs in the category is its hybrid form, part testimony, part therapeutic reflection, and part call for accountability. It is not simply about recounting pain, and it is not only about encouraging resilience. It tries to make trauma legible in ordinary life while also insisting that healing requires truth-telling, responsibility, and support. That combination gives it a clear identity within the mental health memoir space. If you would like to support William Stevens Jr., you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.